As I determine life's values and live them, I live in bliss. As I determine life's values and live them, I live in bliss. What a wonderful way to live in bliss. To live in absolute harmony and absolute oneness with all the universe. To live in a delight and joy for every moment of my life. For every moment of my life, to live in a feeling of contentment, a feeling of harmony, a feeling of oneness. What greater joy could anyone ever wish for, could ever want in their life, but to live in that oneness, that bliss, that harmony? As I determine life's values and live them, I live in bliss. Now, how do I go about determining life's values? How do I go about determining what are the values in life? What are my values in life? What are the things that make me so happy, that make me so fulfilled and so revealed? What is it that turns me on? Now, this is my question, and the answer is very simple. The answer is totally to be myself and have fun. Now, life's values are being yourself and having fun. Life's values are doing things that please you, doing things that delight you, doing things that make you feel good, that make you feel wonderful, that make you feel uplifted. And you say, but that's not the way it is. Oh, yes, it is. What do you think makes you feel happy? What do you think makes you feel uplifted? What do you think makes you feel that the world is wonderful, fantastic, marvelous in every way? What makes you think that? Well, when you have a smile on your face, you think that. When you look at other people in your life and they have a smile on their face, you think that. Our values are not as outmoded or unbelievable as we like to think of them, unreachable as we like to think of them, and as unbelievable that we could ever enjoy them in our lifetime, in our being. Because our values are simple and easy. Our values are to look for the sunshine in life. Look for the peace in life. Look for the joy in life. Look for the magic in life. That's our values. Our values are being ourselves and having fun. Our values are living all those things that make us happy right now. Now, giving is one of the most beautiful things that we could ever do. And when we give, so we have virtually nothing left. But we give because we find that it's fun to give. Now, you don't give to another person because you think they would like what you have to give to them. You give to another person because you think you like what you it is, what you have, what you are, and what it is that you give to them. You don't give to others because you want them to say, "Oh, thank you so much, I needed that." You give to others and say, "Wow, I never thought of using something like that. I never thought of having something so beautiful." Yes, when you get yourself a new computer, and everyone seems to be doing that nowadays, when you get yourself a new computer, they're so complete, they're so fantastic, you feel you'd like everyone in your world to have one too. And so you do everything you can to give new computers to everyone that you know. Now, there are many who will say, "Oh, I don't want one, I don't need one, I don't..." And then after they have it for a short time, and you delight them with your discussion of it, you delight them with your imagination about it, they say, "Wow, I'm using that computer to do all sorts of wonderful things. I'm on the internet. I'm looking at pictures on Facebook. I'm doing all sorts of things. Wow, it's great. I now live in this world. I am now an active being. Well, now, computers aren't the only things that make us active beings. What make us active beings are when we get busy and we look at life and enjoy it. We can start looking at life without the internet, without the computers, although that's a lot of fun. We can look at life without these things and we can say, yes, I like that. Yes, that is wonderful. Yes, that is beautiful. Yes, that is fun. And have it be fun. Now, how do you want to have your life? How would you like your life to be? How would you like the things in your world to be? Would you like to be in a world where you just are always sharing your love? That's what, as I determine life's values and live them, I live in bliss. I live in bliss because I am sharing my values of life. I am sharing my happiness. I am sharing my goodness. I am sharing my love. Now, I don't need any of these things to be in bliss, because I am in bliss every time I think a happy thought. I am in bliss every time I live life's values and live them well. Now, how can I determine to live life's values? I have to really begin to understand what they are. Well, if it's being myself and having fun, you can be sure, I know for sure, that it is my life's values that I am being myself and having fun as. It is my life's values that I am being myself and having fun being, and I am in bliss in that condition. I am in happiness in that condition. I am in joy in that condition, and it is all that matters. Be myself and have fun. It's more important than we will ever realize. Because when you are yourself, you're living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, your perfect spirit, mind, and body. When you are your perfect self, when you are your wonderful self, being yourself and having fun, you are delighting in the presence of others in your life. You are delighting in the presence of yourself in the world. And you go out into the sunshine and say, wow, this feels good. You go out in the raindrops, you say, wow, this feels good. You go out in the snowflakes, you say, wow, this feels good. I remember years ago in Wisconsin, I'd get up on a cold wintry morning that hadn't snowed, but it was cold and it was deeply cold. And then I'd walk on the pavement and my feet would step on the frozen surface and it would go crunch, 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 crunch. And it felt so good. And I felt like running and then I'd slide on that crunch, crunch pavement that was frozen solid. And I felt so wonderful. And I stood up. And if I fell down, I sort of rolled down, sort of fell down without hurting myself. It was just sort of a natural lowering of myself to the ground. Then I got up again and ran again. And then some days, the snow was so deep that I'd step one foot after the other and I'd go up to my knee in the deep of the snow. And it was fun. It was delight. And another day, the rain was coming down torrentially, and I would look up at the rain and I'd say, wow, what a beautiful rainstorm. What a fabulous rainstorm. And I felt it, but I loved it because I blessed it and blessed it and blessed it. And I lived in bliss in that rainstorm, in that snowstorm, in that sunshine, because I was being myself and having fun. I was living up to my highest and best. I was living in my ideal self, in my ideal world, in my ideal beingness. And I was being myself and having fun. As I determine life's values, which is being myself and having fun, and live up to them, I live in bliss. And my bliss is fabulous, glorious, marvelous, beyond imagination. because that's who I am, and that's who you are, and that's who we all are. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now and eternally, I love you.